It's time for live high school football on 1660 The Fan. Tonight, the Battle of Portage at McCamley Field as Central plays Northern in a smack showdown. This broadcast brought to you by Meyer, where the math always works in your favor. Bruce's Truck and Auto in Mattawan. Better get to Bruce's. Edward Rose and Sons. Go to edwardrose.com today. Romance Gardens, high quality, low prices, great customer service. And Wings Etc., great wings, large TVs, and a whole lot more. Now let's go out to McCamley Field and join Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney for all of the action.
High school football is on the air. Hello and welcome everybody to McCamley Field in Portage, Michigan, where tonight a crosstown rivalry is renewed as the Portage Central Mustangs clash with the Portage Northern Huskies. These two teams meeting twice in 2012. In a matter of 3 weeks, Northern took the regular season matchup 42-13. It was the Mustangs that got the final say in the postseason, advancing in pre-district action 21-17. Both teams returning important keys to their success from last season. Carolyn Binder alongside Jim McKinney with the Meyer pregame show. Score big savings and tail greater with Meyer. We'll have more pregame coverage and kickoff coming up next. This is High School Football on 1660 The Fan.
Being the middle child of 11 brothers and sisters, I grew up with a bit of an identity crisis. Now, which one are you? Was a question I was often asked. It seemed everyone, even my mother, would get my name wrong. Hi, this is Bruce, and we sort of have the same problem at Bruce's Truck and Auto Accessories and Rhino Linings here in Mattawan. Some people have us identified as only a hitch store, or others as only doing auto starts or running boards. Just assume we do it all. If your vehicle doesn't have an option, chances are we can supply it. Whether it's a cruise control, heated seats, compass temperature mirror, spray and bed liner, tonneau covers, or hitches, we can do it. If it makes your car or truck more comfortable, look better, or make it last longer, call us or come in and let us give you a quote. Bruce's Truck and Auto Accessories, 668-4511. We are just a quarter mile north of I-94 at Mattawan. Better quality, better service, better get to Bruce's. At least with my name on the business, no one calls me the wrong name anymore. No one, that is, except my mom.
Meyer is once again proud to present live high school sports on 1660 The Fan. Make sure you stop by Meyer for all of your tailgating needs. From all of the meat for the grill, to salads, to vegetables, to desserts, to everything you'll need to serve that food upright, Meyer has it all, and at prices that you'll love, because at Meyer, the math works in your favor. Make sure you stop by Meyer to check out the M Perks Club, and tune in to live high school sports during 2013, brought to you by Meyer.
We'll keep you out of the traffic jam that's keeping you from getting to work on time. Text the word traffic to 80373 and we'll alert you the second we know of an issue on the roads. Whether it's construction, an accident, or a major event, a text will hit your phone within seconds. Don't let Mother Nature get in your way. Get in the know by texting traffic to 80373 and stop getting caught on the roads. Powered by Sunshine Toyota Battle Creek. Message and data rates apply. Text stop to quit.
Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney rejoining you live from McCamley Field, where tonight it is the Battle of Porters, the Huskies and the Mustangs getting set to do battle here on the gridiron. And I'm pleased to be joined by my favorite Husky, Jim McKinney, who's feeling the energy of the crowd. The Mustangs and the Huskies share this field, but tonight, certainly, Portage is split, and for very good reason.
Yeah, this is the highlight. It used to be later in the season, Carolyn, but it moved up a little bit. And I'll tell you, if you were going to pick a night to have two teams that are similar, this is the one.
Northern 3-1 coming into tonight's matchup. Portage Central 4-0 looking to stay undefeated against their crosstown rivals here tonight. We'll pause one more time and have the kickoff for you next. This is High School Football on 1660 The Fan.
If you could give your child a shot that would prevent cancer later in life, would you do it?
Of course.
In a heartbeat.
I wish.
The HPV vaccine can prevent many types of cancers, including cervical cancer, and it's been tested and ruled safe and effective by the FDA. The vaccine works best if given at the age of 11 or 12, but can be given up to the age of 26. Not all cancers can be prevented by the vaccine, but each year, 33,000 cases of preventable cancers are diagnosed in men and women in the U.S. If these people could go back and have the HPV vaccine, do you think they would?
In a heartbeat.
I wish.
For more information, visit michigan.gov/HPV or call 1-800-922-6266. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Community Health and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Carter Ostrous here for the Council for Responsible Energy. In this economy, we can all appreciate a little win here and there. How about making it personal by doing your part to conserve energy to reduce your carbon footprint? And it begins as many things do at home. Poor insulation and worn out weather stripping is a huge source of wasted energy and wasted dollars as well. Now check for those leaks throughout your house and repair where needed. And when shopping for new appliances, shop wisely with energy efficiency in mind.
A message from the Council for Responsible Energy.
Kickoff about to get underway here from the Camley Field. Carol Miner and Jim McKinney joining you one more time as the Portage Northern Huskies get set to take the field against the home team tonight, the Portage Central Mustangs. Northern, we mentioned, 3-1 coming into tonight's contest in week four, suffering their first loss to St. Joseph of the season by a 17-10 final. And the Portage Central Mustangs, I think, Jim, overcame an important obstacle, and it was some early fumbles and an early deficit against Stevensville last week to stay undefeated and come into this contest 4-0, 38-28, that final score.
Yeah, Stevensville surprised them. They'd only given up two touchdowns in, like, three games, and Stevensville came out and jumped at them, and the league sure has been that way for several years, but to the Mustangs' credit, they came back. This game tonight is going to pair on defense, Carol, and both teams have very potent running attacks. I would give the edge to Portage Central only because they've got a three-headed monster in the Berger, Allen, and Davis, whereas Portage Northern relies a lot on Simon. But I'll tell you, if the Northern defense can hold this Portage Central Mustang offense early on and get some confidence, this could turn into quite the ball game.
Yeah, you mentioned a few of the names of players to watch on our sheet here tonight. For Portage Northern, including their running back Preston Simon, who on the season has run for 354 yards on 58 attempts, 5 touchdowns. Blake Terry, and the quarterback, 20 of 45 passing for 212 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and so that ratio is something that Pat Sherman certainly looking at and certainly not taking lightly, and I think going to the running attack because of that. And Preston Simon on the defensive side of the football, 45 tackles, 1 sack, and 1 interception. Tyler Cummings leads the team as well with 26 tackles.
Well, the Northern offense against the Central defense to start things off is Northern won the toss. So we have got one whale of a ball game ahead of us. This is 48 minutes for the pride and the ability to say we rule Portage. And you having that, having gone to Portage Northern, it's a very strong emotion.
Portage Central in the home blue jerseys, gold pants, gold helmets, and they are getting set to kick things away. Mickey Losey handling the kicking duties. He'll kick it away to a Portage Northern team in the all-whites, the road whites with the brown helmets, brown numerals, and orange, if I can get it out, orange striping. And Mickey Losey's kick runs through the end zone, so Portage Northern will have it at the 20-yard line to start this contest, moving right to left across your radio dial on 1660, the Fan.
Yeah, we'll see the line play take advantage right away. Northern Central's off our defense, which held forth, you know, a couple weeks ago against Mattawan. We saw them in action, and they are a very potent unit, but then so is this Northern offense.
Right up, signal caller for Portage Northern, sharing with Blake Terrien as well, and the Huskies start in the shotgun. They send one in motion, and it is Bell under center. They hand off up the middle, and it's immediately stuffed. Hunter Lassiter coming in as well as Austin Tabor. And that Portage Central has a couple of weapons on the lines, and it is the defensive line and the offensive line, and when you've got those two things working together for you, you've got a potent combination.
Yeah, that time no gain by Cummings. He went right through the middle. It was the third back through, and Central sniffed it out right away.
Second down and 10 from the 20. They hand it again up the middle, and it is again immediately stuffed. A gang tackle right as the ball is handed off
Well, that time, you know, it almost like it was a muffed handoff, Carolyn, because Riley Bell, the quarterback for Fortis, you're there, and faked the handoff to Tudor Pimenta, and then he turned to the right and had the ball, and I think he was trying to go around the end. But then he tried to cut it back up in the inside and saw a picture of the Fortis Central defense staring at him.
They call a one-yard loss on the play. We'll bring up third down and 11, 10:52 remaining, opening quarter of the Battle of Portage. And Riley Bell drops back into the shotgun. Spread it out with three receivers to the near boundary. He's going to go far side, puts it up in the air, and nearly picked off. But there's a flag on the play. Couple of guys going for it.
I don't know, Carolyn. I got to tell you, I think both players are doing some jostling with each other. That might want to may want to have been a call to left well enough alone because they were both doing the tango out there in the line. But Northern's going to get the advantage on this one.
Eric Yetter, the tight end, getting in his tussle on that far boundary, and they are going to have the advantage of the pass interference going against Central, and that's going to bail them out on a third and 11.
You know, we saw this happen a couple of times against Mattawan, and it ended up not costing Fortis Central very much, but these long penalties are the ones that, and especially when you give the team a first down when you've got them deep, third and 11, the punt would have gone probably out to the 50, 40-yard line, and they would have had good field position. Now the Huskies get a brand new set of downs.
Yeah, brand new set of downs on their own 35-yard line after the penalties marked off. First down and 10, and new life for this Portage Northern offense. The handoff to the tailback, Preston Simon, and he'll rumble across the 35 to about the 37, but again, good defensive penetration by that Portage Central defensive line, doing an excellent job so far, standing tough. And now they're facing some adversity after forcing a third and 11 on Portage Northern, giving up that penalty, and now having to do it all over again. The gain of two will bring up second down and 8. A back to each side of Riley Bell. In the shotgun, the handoff is to Simon. He rumbles across the 40 to about the 41. So, again, chunking off a couple more yards. Then we saw this when Portage Central played Mattawan a couple weeks ago. It was a little bit here, a little bit there, find some holes here and there. And pretty soon you're going to break down the defense. They'll call it a gain of 4. Bring up now a third down and 4. Certainly the way the last couple plays have gone, a manageable third down and 4. For Riley Bell and the Huskies. The pitch is to Simon. He runs over a couple of D linemen and then is tackled short of the first down marker. No flags on the play. Andrew Carr in on the tackle and even may have backed him up a little bit. And that will bring up a fourth down.
So the first small victory of the first quarter goes to Portage Central despite the penalty.
Victor Ledbetter will receive the punt and actually let it roll out of bounds, rolling across the 30. I think it went out of bounds around the 30. We'll see where they mark it. Also, decent field position for Mick Enders and the Portage Central Mustangs coming out after coming up with a big stop on defense.
Yeah, now this is where you want your offense, either do a sustained drive or get it right away. And I would imagine they'll probably use that two-headed monster of Valen and Davis. But you can't let Ryan Merginer loose because this kid can run for over 100 yards and he's got a cannon for an arm.
A receiver split to the near side of the field. Ryan Merginer with two backs behind him under center. As we get our first look at the Portage Central Mustangs on offense. And a handoff, there's a strip, and I think we got a fumble. The Huskies say they have it. We'll wait for the call from the official who threw his hat in the ring, and yes, they do have it. So how about that on the first play from scrimmage for Portage Central? I don't think it was a muffed handoff. It was just great defensive penetration by Portage Northern forcing a fumble. And then they fall right on it.
Yeah, somebody got their hat, their helmet on that ball. That was not a the fumbled handoff at all. It looked like the ball carrier was going in fine, and then they stuffed him at the line, but then that second surge is what got the ball. Now the ball sits at the 30-yard line of Portage Central, and now the Huskies have a chance to capitalize and score first.
Yeah, Huskies recover on the Mustangs' 30-yard line, and once again, new life for Portage Northern. They're going to spread it out here as the quarterback is in the shotgun. He's trying the far side of the field, and another flag is thrown. Intended receiver, he was out there looking for Brad Tabor. The pass was way ahead of Tabor, but he may have been held up.
Yeah, that's the only reason I would think there'd be any pass interference or a holding penalty on this one, Carolyn, is because the quarterback thought his receiver would be out that far, and he had a pretty good head of steam, but he may have been held.
And again, they'll call pass interference against Portage Central. And the first time that that happened, it didn't really cost the Mustangs a whole lot because they came back and forced a fourth down. But here, it's a whole new ball game early in this first quarter as Portage Northern is moved farther into Portage Central territory. First down and 10 from the 15-yard line. They'll set up the I formation behind Riley Bell and go right up the middle with Preston Simon. He was stripped up possibly by his own man. No gain on the play.
Yeah, and you could tell he was frustrated on that play because, I mean, he had a clear open hole, but then it was like he got tripped up. And
maybe the turf monster.
Yeah, you know, the turf monster doesn't get credited for enough tackles.
Well, this isn't turf. This is natural grass here.
Oh,
the grass monster. He did get to the line of scrimmage, though, so no loss on the play. Second down and 10 from the 15. Portage Central, the Huskies, with their third look on offense. Preston Simon slipped through a hole and then is tackled after a short gain. Carr again in on the tackle for the Mustangs.
So far, Carolyn is doing a nice job on Preston Simon. Four carries, only 7 yards.
They're really reading him well, and it might do the Huskies some good to start mixing it up just a little bit, maybe hand it off to someone else to reset on Preston Simon because they do have a good read. He is the single back behind the quarterback who's in the shotgun, and he'll head out. Pass across the middle is incomplete. All kinds of room out there, though, for Evan Howard, the intended receiver. Incomplete. We'll bring up a fourth down and 9, and again, the Mustangs hanging tough against adversity after the penalty. Portage Northern had the football on the Portage Central 30-yard line, and again, a fourth down situation, so here we go with a field goal try. Evan Howard on for the 3 points. We'll boot it from the 30. It's a high end-over-end kick, and it is no good. So a sigh of relief from the home side of the football field as Portage Central, their defense, hanging tough in this opening quarter, 6:48 remaining. We're still scoreless. We've seen a whole lot of the Portage Northern offense, and now Portage Central is going to have it from their own 20-yard line. First down and 10, we saw a fumble to start the first possession for the Mustangs. Maybe a little bit of nerves, some excitement in this football game, of course. Sure, calming their guys down, and we'll get a quarterback sneak to start the possession for Portage Central. And a first down by Ryan Mergener, and that speaks to what you said in the pregame, Jim. You got to watch out for that quarterback because he's got an arm and he's got legs too.
Well, you know, Portage Northern cannot they can't zero in on Allen or Davis either one because, as you said, you know, they got a three-headed running monster back there. Mergener got over 100 yards last week against Lakeshore and just picked up the first down for Portage Central, rather, 10 yards on the carry.
Mergener under center. Allen and Davis behind him. The handoff is to Jacob Allen. He gets the corner, and he's tripped up at about the 42-yard line, a couple of yards shy of the first down, but that's what he can do, just rumble around the corner. He can go straight up the middle that time. He got the corner up the far boundary, and a good gain on first down.
Jacob Allen does something for this Portage Central offense that every offensive coordinator wanted, Carol, and that is he puts you in second and third in short situations, and Portage Central's going to love this if he can do it all game.
Second down and two from the Central 43-yard line. They go handoff straight up the middle. Jacob Allen evading tackles, just bulldozing that Portage Northern defensive line over the 35-yard line to the 33. First down, Portage Central. And how about the strength of Jacob Allen? That can just not be understated in this football game.
No, and, you know, they were right at the strength of the Northern defense that time, too, Calvin, right up the middle. And he got stopped just momentarily, but kept his feet and kept his momentum. And then he picked up speed as he got into the secondary. Good run, first and 10 Mustangs. They're moving.
5:30 first quarter, ball marked on the 33-yard line of Portage Northern. The toss sweep goes near boundary to Allen. He sneaks to the 30-yard line, and again, something that looked like a whole lot of nothing, he makes into a 3 or 4 yard gain.
You know, it's funny, when we were watching him come around the right side of the, he looked as if he wanted to turn it up in and see if he could get just a few more yards. The Northern chased him out, but that's the kind of player he is. He doesn't like to run out of bounds. He likes to run over people.
Second down and 5. Allen and Davis, the backs. And again, the handoff is to Allen. That was read perfectly. So just as the Portage Central defense reading Preston Simon, the Huskies doing their homework as well, reading Allen that time for no gain, possibly a short loss. And when you've got tools like Gerard Davis, I even threw Paul Lewis into the mix because he made some impact plays at Mattawan. You start mixing those guys into the game plan, and that's when you start to get dangerous. And the handoff there is to Allen, or excuse me, Gerard Davis, and he fights for a couple of yards.
I'm going to guess he's about a yard and a half, almost 2 yards short, Carolyn, given where the official's standing on the 25-yard line. You got to believe the Mustangs are going to go for it here.
Yeah, it's fourth down and a long one coming up.
Go with your button butter or go with the quarterback?
Here we go, merging under center. Allen and Davis, the backs, they give it to their horse, Jacob Allen. He pushes the line across the first down marker, and it is another first down for the Mustangs. That was a little bit of a risky move after they had stopped Allen the way they did a couple of plays ago, but they go right back to him, and he gets a first down.
Yeah, that time they're actually going to measure, Carolyn, because they're not quite sure that they got the first down. That time, instead of going right through the interior of the Husky defense,
he took a little sidestep.
Yeah, he went a little bit to the left, and the Huskies read it pretty well, but Allen kept his feet moving, and that may have gotten them the first down, but I just don't know.
It appears from where the ball is marked, they got it by about a half a football length, and they do have it. First down and 10 coming up from the 23-yard line of Portage Northern. A scoreless game, 4:06 remaining opening quarter, but the Mustangs on the move, calming down after their opening possession on offense where they lost it to a fumble. Their defense really the story of this opening quarter for Portage Central. Ryan Mergener and the offense is trying to pay them back here. First down and 10 from the Northern 23-yard line. The sideline trying to get the corner. We'll get about just to the 20-yard line is Davis. And I think that's going to pay dividends for them to start mixing Gerard Davis in here. Even if he's just getting 2, maybe 3 yards, even just giving Jacob Allen a blow here and there as this game progresses. Under center, and I think he's going to draw an offside penalty. Yeah, it looks like most of the Northern defense decided to jump at the same time, and Central State still, so it's got to be offside. Offside whistled against Portage Northern. Portage Central has given them a couple of penalties, some advantageous penalties. At this juncture in the field, that's going to move the five-yard penalty. It's going to move Portage Central to the 16-yard line. Second down and three from there. Victor Ledbetter spread out to the far boundary. The handoff goes up the middle to Allen, and he'll charge through the teeth of that Northern defense to about the 11, maybe just shy.
Another first down.
Waiting for the call on that one because you never know when he's that close. But first down.
And the ball being on the 12-yard line, they can get another first down, Carolyn, before they have to score. They're in the red zone, but they're at the 12, so they've got some maneuvering room here. It's nice when you're this close and you've got all these weapons.
Pick your poison if you're head coach Mick Enders. Merger under center, saw Max Ryan check in at the wide receiver spot, and they hand it off to Davis. He's almost through the right side, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Portage Central. Can't draw it up any better.
Now, the Mustangs saw first blood, and I will tell you, Carolyn, not that it was the difference maker, but sometimes a 5-yard penalty when you're deep in somebody's territory is just as good as getting a 15 or a 10-yarder when you're towards the middle of the field, and that just took 5 yards less away that Central had to move this ball, and they draw first blood with a touchdown by Davis.
Gerard Davis into the end zone, fighting that right side of the Portage Northern defense, and he scores first. Nicky Losey's extra point is good, and with 2:34 remaining in the opening quarter, Portage Central 7, Portage Northern nothing. You're listening to High School Football on 1660 The Fan.
Live high school sports on 1660 The Fan. Make sure you stop by Meijer for all of your tailgating needs. From all of the meat for the grill, to salads, to vegetables, to desserts, to everything you'll need to serve that food upright, Meijer has it all, and at prices that you'll love, because at Meijer, the math works in your favor. Make sure you stop by Meijer to check out the M Perks Club, and tune in to live high school sports during 2013, brought to you by Meijer.
Gerard Davis scampers into the end zone from 12 yards out, and with 2:34 remaining in this opening quarter, it's the Mustangs on top of the Huskies, 7-0. Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney, glad to have you along with us from McCamley Field for the Battle of Portage, and Mickey Losion to boot this one away. A lot to like if you're Nick Enders. There's some untimely penalties, but on the scoreboard, your team hasn't paid for it yet. The kick is away, fielded at the goal line, and then absolutely stopped at about the 15. Was the return man, Seth Learman, to the 16. They'll give him the 16-yard line, but nonetheless, great special teams play by Portage Central, and just more and more to lift up this home side of the football field.
That was an open field tackle that coaches love to teach and say, this is how you do it. Will Riley executed it perfectly because he could have juked around and he ran right into the ball carrier, grabbed him around the waist, threw him down. Now the Huskies have got to answer.
A couple of receivers split to the near side of the football field. They'll send one in motion across the backfield, and I think they're going to be whistled for illegal motion. There's a flag on the play as the handoff goes far side.
Yeah, the left end, the one closest to us, Carolyn, moved just a little bit fast. And the referee saw him do it, but he waited for the ball to get snapped before he threw the flag.
Okay, so flag on the field, first down and 10 for Portage Northern. A statement drive now for the Huskies is Portage Central found the end zone. Illegal formation whistled on Portage Northern.
Now, we give you a flavor for the game. You know, Carolyn provides the play-by-play, and, you know, we get to do the color and everything. We have had the sun in our eyes for about the first 9 minutes or something. It's now below the horizon. Carolyn's standing in front of the window, and I would be willing to bet she notices the temperature's dropped probably 5 degrees, maybe. I'm not going to go down further, and it's going to be a cool, crisp night now that the sun's coming down. We're going to get great football weather.
The Pettit team backs the ball up 5 yards to the 11-yard line, first down and 15 coming up for Portage Northern. 2:25 to work with in this opening quarter, and you're absolutely right. I usually find my way to McCamley Field a little earlier than this, but with it being the depth of fall-ish, the sun goes down a little bit earlier, and I'm thankful for that. As the handoff goes to the near side, Preston Simon fighting for yards, and he is stopped almost immediately at that line of scrimmage, and that will bring up a third down and long and another early test for this Portage Northern offense.
Yeah, the central defense is starting to exert themselves just a little bit, and, you know, the Mustangs have been, you know, both teams are known for the defensive play, but the Portage Central is not letting Preston Simon get outside or get break through the line.
Preston Simon lined up next to the quarterback, Riley Bell, in the shotgun, fake the handoff to him, wide open, but missing his target. Looking out there for Brown, Mitchell Brown was wide open in the flat on this near side of the field, and it was just short of him. He had to slide to try and make the catch, and it bounced off of his numbers, so a punt coming up for Portage Northern.
Well, this is what Portage Central, well, now they got third and 16, so.
I missed a down, but they'll roll out far side, and the catch is made on the far side of the field.
I think they're saying it's saved.
It's incomplete. Sorry for the confusion. I thought it was fourth down on the last play.
Yeah,
it is fourth down.
He had his back turned to us, and I was trying to find out if the ball, and it looked like he caught it on the skiff. So it's going to be fourth down, and now Portage Central's got the Portage Northern punter in the end zone, and they're going to get good field position out of this, Carolyn.
Evan Howard standing about 5 yards deep in his own end zone. Minimal pressure on the punt. Victor Ledbetter will let it bounce at the 45. I think he touched it. Maybe he didn't. Looked like he might have grazed across his knees, but he backed off just in time. Ball is down at the 32-yard line of Portage Northern, and that's where the Mustangs will take over. 1:24 opening quarter.
That punt may have gone 70 yards.
Yeah, it was a good punt by high school standards for sure, especially being backed up the way that he was in the end zone, and I said about 5 yards deep. And now Portage Central with the ball up 7-0, 1:24 opening quarter. Mergener under center, Allen up the middle, and he is stopped right at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
That time Portage Northern's defense read it very, very well, and they tried to tame off the left, trying to left tackle type of play, and the Husky defense was ready to get it. So this could be a stand series for Portage Northern. I mean, it's only 7-0, and with that punt, they knocked Central back away. They could get good field position if they can hold the Mustangs here.
Call it a gain of 2, second down and 8 from the 30 of Portage Central. Fake the handoff, go pitch option out to Davis. Got him maybe a couple more yards than he would have got otherwise. Catching the over pursuit, Davis to the 35-yard line. We'll bring up a third down and manageable for Central. Tyler Cummings in on the tackle for Portage Northern. Third down and 5.
Wonder if they're going to run another play before the end of the first quarter. But I got to tell you, I'm impressed with the Husky defense, and they're not. They don't let the clock run out. I'm impressed with the Husky defense. Oh, now they are. They were going to fake it, and now they're going to run.
9 seconds and running. quickly setting it up is Mergener. The pitch goes to Davis. He cuts up the far side of the field and is tripped up at about the 35-yard line. Well shy of the first down. Fourth down coming up at the start of the second quarter. So after one here from the Camlet Field, Portage Central leads Portage Northern 7-0. We'll be back with the start of the second quarter after this. This is high school football on 1660 The Fan.
New shows and your favorite attractions are prepared to scare you silly. Trolls, zombies, and even a little voodoo. I don't think I like voodoo. Scares me. You can still take a walk in the Field of Screams and enjoy a hayride through, well, scary places. The Niles Haunted House Scream Park. Visit us on the web at www.haunted.org.
Bruce's Truck and Auto Accessories, better quality, better service, better get to Bruce's, featuring Rhino Linings, also Romance Gardens. They feature the halftime show. High quality, low prices, and great customer service are their specialty, located on Shaver Road in Portage. Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney, glad to have you along with us on 1660 The Fan. Joe Marcola and Abby Seekman running the controls back in our Kalamazoo studios. After one quarter of play here in the Battle of Portage, it's the Mustangs leading the Huskies 7-0. And really, the story of that first quarter, a mix of some turnovers, some untimely penalties, and the settled running game of Portage Central.
Yeah, the thing was is that the Central Mustangs are up 7-0. The two pass interference penalties didn't hurt them. The 5-yard penalty against Northern didn't help them. But the Mustangs have shown that they are able to sustain a drive better than Portage Northern. The Huskies are going to have to pick it up after this punt and try to keep the Mustang defense out on the field for a while, Carolyn, to tire them out.
A fourth down and 3, Mickey Losey on to boot it away. And lots of pressure. He gets it off just in time, though. Seth Learman letting it roll to about the 24-yard line. So better field position for Pete Skirmerhorn and the Huskies as they take over first down and 10.
Yeah, and they're going to go in the other direction, and we don't have any wind. There's no natural forces here that are they're going to be at work to keep either of these two teams from doing what they want to do. What is keeping Portage Northern from doing what they want to do is that Portage Central defense. This is the time when the Huskies really have to step up, and they have to do a sustained drive and really, really knock Central back on their heels a little bit.
In the shotgun is Riley Bell, fakes the handoff on the quarterback keeper, scampers across the line of scrimmage, but will not get much farther.
That was an interesting play. I mean, watching it, I really thought that Bell was going to keep the ball and hand it off to Simon. And Simon looked like he had some room, and then he started dancing and then allowed the Mustang defense to close in on him a little bit. And when that happened, he just flat out couldn't go anywhere.
Portage Northern trying to set up the option. We haven't quite seen it like we've seen with Portage Central using both Davis and Allen in the option. Again, fake the handoff, rolling far side, and he's in a whole lot of trouble. Sacked by a couple of Mustangs back there leading the charge. Was Carr and Alvarez, Danny Alvarez, the junior defensive lineman, lots of size on the quarterback, and he wrapped him up.
Yeah, he couldn't go anywhere now. I'm going to tell you who was the unsung hero in this one, and that's Mickey Losey. He's their kicker. He also plays defensive back. He's like their safety to keep everybody out, and he covered the Husky offense, the offensive receiver, on the far side of the field and without interfering or anything, but he had blanket coverage, and Bell had no place to throw.
Loss of 5 brings up a third down and 15 for Riley Bell. And the Husky offense on the snap, we get a whistle. Flag thrown immediately.
Delay of game.
And a delay of game whistled against the Huskies. That's going to back them up 5 more yards. And if you're Pete Skirmerhorn, you're just shaking your head on that far side of the field. You had everything going for you to start this second quarter, except on the scoreboard, but you had some good things going. You just forced a punt, and this offensive drive has just stopped.
Yeah, and third and 15 is a little easier to get to third and 20, especially when you're back up as far as you are. Because you know the Mustang defense is going to be looking for those wide receivers coming out, and they're split out to the right.
And they spread a trio of receivers to the near side of the field. They go far side, passes complete up the sideline, and a whole lot of green for the tight end. That was Darren Snow, and he was kind of an unsung hero this whole season. He's kind of a quiet guy on offense. They don't use him a whole lot, obviously, because they don't pass a whole lot. But when they do, Darren Snow is there and ready to do some work. He did one there and bailed this offensive drive out for Portage Northern. A great reception, caught it in stride across the 50 to about the 43-yard line. First down and 10 in Portage Central Territory for the Huskies. A low snap in the shotgun. They'll hand it off up the far side to Blake Terrian. Excuse me, check that. Josh Leiter.
Down by John Gabriel. 5-yard gain, second down at 5.
Gain of 5 will bring up second down and 5.
On that pass play, Carolyn, the Husky offensive line gave Bell all sorts of time. And that was part of it. Bell could drop back, set his feet, and then tossed the ball out to Snow, who was running free.
A low snap again on second down, and it looks like they were trying to go with a handoff. Riley Bell decided to keep it himself. He moves across the line of scrimmage, maybe just back to the line of scrimmage. We'll bring up a third down and 6.
Bell, however, was not running free. I think that was miscommunication, and he just had to run the ball, and by the time that he had made that decision, the central defense had penetration into the backfield. Big down for Portage Northern.
Huge down. 8:41 remaining in the first half. Third down and 6 for the Huskies. 3 receivers to the right of Bell in the shotgun, and he'll launch it right side out complete. Complete up the sideline and into the end zone. Mitchell Brown was left wide open, and what a breakdown in that secondary for Portage Central.
Well, we've seen it before, Carolyn, that a lot of the pass plays, they'll send trips over to the left or the right, depending on which side of the field they're on. That time, the Huskies flooded the right-hand side with 3 receivers, and they ran perfect patterns. They crisscrossed when they needed to, and that messed up the Mustang defense, and that allowed Derrick Mitchell Brown to run free, caught it in stride. He was at least 5 yards ahead of the nearest defender, and now we're just an extra point away from tying it up.
Whole new ball game pending this extra point. The 39-yard connection between the quarterback, Riley Bell, and Mitchell Brown, the tight end. Brandon Bob's kick is up and good, and with 8:28 remaining in the opening half, we're outside at 7. We'll keep it right here. As Jim McKinney lost his pen.
Yeah.
Not sure where it went.
I lost it to you.
Oh, yeah. I
took
it away from your pen.
That's okay.
There you go.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what the difference between the two offenses has been. And that is Portage Central had scored actually on the ground, but they had a consistent ground game, Carolyn, that went down the field. Portage Northern, however, is taking advantage of something in the Central defense in between the linebackers and the defensive backfield, because like you said, that time they sent triple wide receivers to the far side, which was towards our side of the field, and they ran perfect patterns. They just confused the Mustangs, and that triggered Mitchell Brown to get free, and the Mustangs just forgot where he was. And if Riley Bell can throw like that, this could be a fun night as far as points scored.
7-7 our score with 8:28 remaining in the half. Reminder to stay tuned for our Romans Gardens halftime coverage. We'll recap everything going on here from the Camley Field, get you some scores from around the area, get you the NHSAA perspective as well. That's all coming up on our Romans Gardens halftime coverage at the conclusion of this opening half of play, and the plot just got a whole lot thicker as the Huskies get set to kick things away. Brent Ivins' kick is through the end zone for a touchback, and the Mustangs will have it from their own 20-yard line, first down and 10. Plenty of time to work with, tie ball game, but you have to feel like the momentum shift in this instance has gone squarely on the far side of the field to the visitor's side in the orange and brown Portage Northern Huskies.
Yeah, and if Northern can stop Central in four downs and out on this one, that momentum is going to stay with them.
8:28, opening half, 7-all, as Ryan Mergener takes his place under center. Allen and Davis, the backs. One wide receiver split to the far side. The handoff goes to Davis, and he was nearly tackled in the backfield. Slips through the defense up to the 25-yard line. A nice little gain there on first down, especially because he was had as soon as the ball was handed off.
Yeah, he was stopped for little or no gain and just kept running. And poor tackling by the Northern defense allowed him to turn that corner just a little bit. And now, just like Allen has done, Davis has given him a second and short. The Mustang offense is a good position for them.
They'll call it a long five, second down and four coming up as they go pitch option out to Allen, and he's gang tackled immediately. They thought maybe a fumble hit the ground. There's a flag on the play. The Huskies think the ball hit the deck, but the referees aren't buying it. Someone threw a flag as well, so we'll clean it up for you here. Was 7:42 remaining in the half.
Yeah, the ball can't cause a fumble. I mean, the ground cannot cause a fumble.
Well,
you don't know any level of football, so.
Can the ball cause a fumble?
It can't. It's supposed to. Boo, big penalty against the Huskies.
A foul being whistled off against Portage Northern, and not good timing for that after you've kind of calmed yourself down, getting a score, and you're making good headway against a very potent Portage Central offense to give up a big gainer, just a freebie.
Yeah.
It's not something Pete Spermerhorn wants to see.
No, each team has given the other squad a first down via a penalty, whether it be pass interference or personal foul. And that was totally unnecessary on that one because the ground did cause a fumble. And there was a little extracurricular activity, and you just can't do that. Even I know emotions run high, but you got to keep them in check.
Penalty will spot the ball at the central 42-yard line, first down and 10. Allen and Davis behind Mergener, the fake handoff to Davis, and Mergener is not going to escape the sack. He is brought down for a loss by Quinlan Dean, who is untouched coming through that Portage Central offensive line, and you don't see that too often against this senior-laden offensive line.
That was the kind of sack that defensive players love and offensive players hate, and the reason was because Mergener was running away from and Quinlan Dean was just tracking him down.
Clock under 7 minutes, opening half, set it off as Mergener drops back, finding Losey, and it's picked off. Pass intended for Losey, and getting up there was Brent Watts, the safety, and good pursuit of Mickey Losey. I wouldn't call it an ill-advised throw. He had time, but it was just a great pursuit for the Huskies. So the Huskies will take over from their own 44-yard line. Brent Watts playing the hero for Portage Northern, just getting on the board on their last possession, now just trying to get on top here. 6:44 remaining, opening half. Plenty of time to work with for Riley Bell and the Husky offense. They set a tight end in motion, pitch back, swing flicker, give it to Simon, who launches across the field. He was looking for Thomas Shepard into traffic. There's a flag on the play. Pass is incomplete. And it looks like we'll get a penalty against Portage Northern. They call it holding against the Huskies But a nice little wrinkle for Pete Skirmerhorn and the Huskies pitching the ball back on the flea flicker to Preston Simon. He can run the ball. He had a good arm. Threw it into traffic. It was tipped and fell incomplete.
Boy, Shepard did all he could to catch that ball. And we're looking down the field, and you can tell that number 80 for Portage Central was the one who was holed, Matt Capasso. And the reason I know that is because his uniform was torn off of him. That's usually a good clue.
First down and 23 off the penalty, and they'll get it off to Simon, who gets the corner.
Simon on a pitch on the left side.
Off pitch. And he'll get to about the 35-yard line. Still lots of yards to go here for first down, but you like the attempt by the offense going back to that flea flicker play by Portage Northern. Just throw a little wrinkle, get this defense on their heels because they've really been dominating this first half of play for Portage Central.
Well, that's the kind of shock and awe play that could really send a team down as far as momentum goes. If they had scored on that, and especially in that kind of a gimmick play, that really would have done some damage to the psyche of the Mustangs.
The Huskies send a trio of receivers to the near side of the field, belt looking far side all the way. It's bobbled and dropped. Josh Leiter, the intended target of Riley Bell. And that will bring up a third down and 17. 5:43 remaining opening half. We're tied at 7. It's the Battle of Portage. And I don't think things could get any more tense from either side of the field right now.
Now, Coach Skirmerhorn's really pulling out a lot of stops. He's decided he's seen something in that Mustang defense, like we said before, where he can air it out. He's just had a couple of balls dropped on him and then one almost intercepted. But other than that, the passing game has not been that bad.
Bell in the shotgun, pulls it downhill, scamper, still looking for a receiver going over the middle of the field. It's caught. Caught out there by Lorenzo Ivins, just shy of the 50-yard line, still short of the first down, and good poise there by the quarterback and good poise by his receivers as well. Mark just shy of the 50 at the Portage Northern 49-yard line. They're bringing out the punting unit.
That was a field position pass because now the punter comes in and sends it deep.
Evan Howard's punt is fielded by Victor Ledbetter at the 15-yard line, and that's where Portage Central will take over from their own 15. First down and 10, 4:59 remaining opening half. We're tied at 7, Portage Central drawing early blood. Portage Northern responding a couple of drives later. And all of a sudden, we've got ourselves a football game.
Yeah, and you know, Northern kind of won that battle of the field position because now Mergener has to 85 yards or 84 yards to go to try to score that. But they've been having to go longer distances, Carolyn, than Northern has.
Mergener under center. The handoff goes up the middle to Davis, and he's still fighting for yards. Checked out as Allen with the handoff.
Tyler Cummings wrapped him up, but then Allen kept charging forward and dragged Cummings probably about 2 or 3 more yards, and that's why it's a second down and 7 and not a second down and 10.
Right, he was nearly wrapped up right at the line of scrimmage, and as you noted, keeping his legs moving is key to even just getting 3 yards, because 3 yards is better than no yards. Second down and 7 from the 19-yard line. Nearly an offside called, but Allen hops over the defensive line and over the 21-yard line. Another short game will bring up a third down and manageable.
Yeah, it's about third down and a long 4 or maybe a 5, and the Mustangs have proven that they can deal with this kind of play, but the Huskies do still have the momentum.
Victor Ledbetter checking in for Max Ryan. Ledbetter lining up on the near boundary. And off goes right side and pushing through, staying on his feet. Jacob Allen dragging tacklers all the way to the 40-yard line, first down, Mustangs. And how potent is the running game of Jacob Allen? Just when you think you got him read, they read that play perfectly to the northern defensive line. They had him wrapped up. He breaks through to the second level. And once he gets that kind of speed, it's really hard to bring him down.
Yeah, they should have, again, they should have had him stop at the line of scrimmage a little bit before that. And the defense is getting to him, but Allen is so hard to bring down. And that makes him that potent a weapon for the Mustangs.
Ben Powers in on the tackle for Portage Northern, new life for the central offense. Handoff goes again to Allen, and he slips up to the 45-yard line of Portage Central. We'll bring up a second down and 5, clock under 3 minutes, first half. We're tied at 7, but marching are the Portage Central Mustangs. They'd like to get on the board here one more time before this half is out. Ben Powers again in on the tackle for Portage Northern. Second down and 5. For the Mustangs, Victor Ledbetter lining up to the near side of the field. Handoff goes to Davis. He slips right at the line of scrimmage, but scurries for about 2, maybe 2.5. And another third down is short coming up for Portage Central. Ben Powers again on the tackle for Portage Northern.
Yeah, something that's it's a little concerning, I think, to the Portage Special, the Mustang faithful below us is Jacob Allen took himself out of the game on that last play, and he's over by the bench. He's not standing on the sideline. He's got his helmet off. Didn't see that it appeared that he was limping, but it appears that there's something. He had to take himself out of the game.
Next, Ryan in, and they'll hand off to Gerard Davis. Paul Lewis also into the game. Davis scrambles up the far sideline near the first down. I'm going to call it just a little bit short.
Yeah, I think they're going to be less than a yard short here, Carolyn.
The first down marker is just about at the 50-yard line, and they've got the nose of the ball lined up right at that 50. Fourth down, less than one, and Mick Enders is going for it. Two backs behind the quarterback. Mergener will push it forward himself for the first down, and that was a quarterback keeper all the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, he was the interior of that offensive line, which has proven that it can make itself stronger than most of the teams that they play, and now Jacob Allen's coming back in the game, which is a good sign for Portage Central. Not a good sign for Northern, but a good sign for Central. And here's the thing, Carolyn, they're on the 49-yard line. They've got all their timeouts. We're counting down to under a minute. The Mustangs have got a lot of time to put that ball in the end zone.
Clock running at a minute right now. Jacob Allen checking back into the football game. Gerard Davis to the left of him, and they fake the handoff to Allen, scrambling his Mergener over the 40-yard line to the 36. And how about the move from the central quarterback, showing not only his legs but that athleticism there to stretch out over the first down markers. He knew right where the sticks were, and he went right for him.
Well, that young man went for 100-plus yards against Lakeshore. He also ran well against Mattawan, Carolyn. And, you know, the teams know that he can throw the ball, but he can also run. He's the third head in that three-headed monster of a running back that Central has.
He scrambled over the 40-yard line to the 38. Faked the handoff and tried to find Hunter Lassiter over the middle, the big tight end on the pop pass. That's incomplete. We'll bring up a second down and 10. Maybe more importantly, stopping the clock. Yeah, you wasted it down, but 32 seconds. As you mentioned, Portage Central with all of their timeouts. Ball's at the 38-yard line of Portage Northern.
They need at least 10 more yards if Lossie's going to have a chance at a field goal, if that's what they're going for.
Take the handoff to Davis. They try and find a receiver to the far side of the field. Reaching up for it was Zach Spangler. Falls incomplete. Seth Lehman out there on the stop. Third down and 10 coming up for Portage Central.
Now, if they can't gain at least the first down on this play, they're going to have to try to go for fourth down because I don't think they're within Mickey Losey's range. This would be over a 50-yard field goal if they tried.
Victor Ledbetter spread out to the far side of the field, fake the handoff once again, looking to the far side. Terrell Davis complete and into the end zone. Terrell Davis is one of the three-headed monster that is the running game for Portage Central. That time on the receiving end of an absolute bullet from Ryan Mersener in traffic. He had a safety wrap all over him. The points of Gerard Davis to haul that football in and stay inbounds, take it in the end zone. I mean, there was a lot of things going against him on that play, and Gerard Davis overcame every one of them for the score.
Well, they had a timeout on the field. Yeah, it was a beautiful play. And Mersener had Dean tracking him down again, and he threw that ball when he had, he had about 2 or 3 yards before he was going to get hit. Now, Porter Central's getting a legal procedure, so now it's going to put Mickey Olsi back a little bit more. But he's got a pretty good leg here, so I'm not sure that 5 yards is going to bother him. And, in fact, what it did is remove the ball from the middle of the field. So.
And maybe that was a intended penalty, but Mickey Olsi, a few extra yards for this extra point Mergener to hold. Snap is good, hold is good, kick is good. And with 19 seconds remaining in this opening half of the Battle of Portage and the Mustangs 14, the Huskies 7, and we'll keep it right here with 19 seconds remaining and remind you that Edward Rose, another proud sponsor of high school sports here on 1660 The Fan, where you'll look for an apartment but you'll find a home. Visit edwardrose.com today.
That's what I did.
Yes, Jim, living at one of the many Edward Rose properties.
Indeed.
And stay tuned. After the conclusion of tonight's game, we'll name a Wings Etc. player of the game featuring over 20 HDTV's great food and drink specials all week long. Visit their Portage and Kalamazoo locations for a taste of their award-winning jumbo wings or check out the menu at wingsetc.net. I'm glad to have Wings Etc. on board for the high school sports family.
I understand they have a sauce so hot for one of their wings that you have to be careful you don't, like, spontaneously combust.
I'll take your word for it. I stick with the honey barbecue.
I don't know.
Just because I don't wish to light myself on fire.
I don't know.
But, yeah, this wing,
that's what I hear.
The Wings Etc. is the place to be for all of the sports that you have to watch. And there's a lot with baseball, football, hockey starting.
I know.
It's like Christmas.
Early.
Christmas comes early as Mickey Losey sends a little pooch kick, fielded at the 30, and running room up the far side of the football field for Brad Tabor, who fielded it on a bounce. Good hands by Brad Tabor. I don't know if Central Special Teams Unit was quite ready for that. I thought they thought maybe it would roll a little farther before it was fielded, but Brad Tabor kind of spying around, picking up the football, and he had all kinds of room to work with.
This is a dangerous play for Portage Central.
Especially the way they've been
going. Exactly. Northern sending trips out to the right side, so you know there's going to be some activity back there.
Trips to the right side of the quarterback. Riley Bell looking left, complete, up the sideline. Eric Yetter, the receiver out there, and he got rocked after he held that ball in.
And the defender for the Mustangs kept him in bounds. He wanted to go out of bounds, but Northern had to burn a timeout to stop the clock. And so they're gonna take a look at this with 3 seconds left. I imagine they're just gonna flood the down zone and hope that somebody will get loose, like on their touchdown play to Mitchell Brown. They're gonna hope that kind of a mismatch or the Mustangs forgetting about somebody, Carolyn. And that's what Coach Skrull is gonna look for, because they're not going to be able to throw in the flat unless they've got enough room to run. That's the big issue. This is going to be a more of a post type thing, down the sidelines, or you catch somebody in the middle, like in the 20, 25-yard line with nobody around them.
Most certainly going to see the prevent defense, that goes without saying, for Portage Central. We've seen some passing efficiency and some passing skill by Portage Northern.
Now they put quads out.
Yeah,
right.
A four set of receivers out for Portage Northern, so no bones about where this football is going through the air and intercepted by Portage Northern. Now Northern's got to play defense. And Jacob Allen, a moving tackle. Wow. And celebration on the Portage Central side of the football field. An ill-advised throw, but he had to pile it up. Riley Bell had little to no choice of where that football was going. Jacob Allen, the hero, reading it the entire way. Marching it into the end zone for pick six, and how's that for momentum, man?
That's a bad breaker now for Northern. They were going to go down by one touchdown, try to figure out what to do, and now Jacob Allen, who of course normally beats people with his legs on the offense.
Well, he certainly did there, but only for defensive purposes. Jacob Allen, who went out of this football game just a few minutes ago, he took himself out of the football game for unknown reasons, and it looks like we have an injured Husky on the football field before the extra point is going to be attempted. But Jacob Allen, as you said, their leading rusher, making himself out of the football game just a few minutes ago, checks in on defense for what was supposed to just be a prevent, knockdown, get you into the locker room. Well, Porter Central's going to go into the locker room, but they're up by two touchdowns now. We'll wait on the report on the injured Husky.
We're looking at the body language of the Portage Northern Huskies now, Carolyn, and it doesn't look good. Half of their players have got their helmets up. They're looking down. This is just a stunner. And the whole sideline and the fans over for Portage Northern as well are really stunned over this. And this is going to be something tough to overcome.
The injured Husky was Jay Koski, the junior linebacker, offensive lineman.
Moving off and running off.
Running off under his own power. Good to see that. And clock is at 000 as Mickey Losey on now for the extra point after Jacob Allen on defense getting the interception and taking it for six. Taking it to the house. Mickey Losey's extra point is up and good. And at the end of the half, it's Portage Central 21, Portage Northern 7. Our Romans Gardens halftime coverage is next. This is high school football on 1660, The Fan.
You want your landscape to look perfect, to be the envy of the neighborhood. Then your first stop should be Romance Gardens. Right now, you'll save 25% on all remaining fruit trees, 33% on all perennial plants. Rose bushes are 20% off, excluding knockouts. Save 15% on all shade and ornamental trees, and 15% on male and female combination blue holly. Romance Gardens is on Shaver Road, just south of Center in Portage, or visit them online at romancegardencenter.com.
Featuring over 20 HD TVs and the best MLB and NFL packages around, Wings Etc. has all the games you want to watch. With locations in Portage and Kalamazoo, Wings features mouth-watering weekly food and drink specials. Add that to the delicious happy hour menu and you're sure to find something to quench your thirst and appetite. Visit them in Portage at their Westnage Avenue location or in Kalamazoo off of M43 across from Walmart. Wings Etc. Sports, beer, award-winning jumbo wings, and lots of other great stuff.
The Reality of TV, Part 2. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A couple of weeks ago, I talked about some of the realities of televised high school sports. In short, how nationally televised games on cable network do absolutely nothing to promote the local nature of educational athletics, but rather exploit such games for the benefit of giving college recruiting junkies their fix of seeing the 1% or less of the kids that may be playing for their alma mater or their opponents down the road. But now there is a new platform for high school sports that is all local, all the time, leveraging the power of the internet to keep schools connected with their alumni and fans who could never otherwise get to the games from across town, across the state, across the country, or around the globe. The Michigan High School Athletic Association, which has been running one of the country's most popular high school sports video websites, MHSAA.tv, for the past few years, has joined with more than 30 other states under the umbrella of the NFHSnetwork.com website, powered by Play On Sports, to deliver regular season and tournament events to their respective fans. The difference in this platform is that every game matters, that this is for every kid who plays, not just the so-called elite athletes, that the local flavor of high school sports isn't junked up by national sponsors and recruiting reports, that the big game between the two schools with a combined enrollment of less than 500 kids playing for their local version of a little brown jug on a playing surface surrounded by a cornfield is every bit as big a deal as the two suburban Class A schools facing out in front of larger crowds. And the beauty of a lot of the regular season content is that it is being produced by the schools themselves, by students. Michigan was a pilot state in the school broadcast program several years ago and now has a network of participants stretching from Calumet to Adrian. The school broadcast program gives schools the opportunity to use the NFHSnetwork.com platform to stream live and on demand athletic and non-athletic events, everything from competitive cheer and concerts to commencements. The kids working on the productions get real-life experience in video broadcasting, and we've seen that this kind of involvement in after-school activity has been a lifesaver literally for some kids, socially and academically, just like athletics. Schools can benefit from the outreach to their extended communities and have the opportunity to generate new revenue for their programs through selling advertising within broadcasts or subscriptions so folks can watch them. And there will be plenty of tournament action from different states available. This fall, MHSAA championships in Lower Peninsula boys soccer, cross country, and girls swimming and diving will be available, along with the semifinals and finals of the girls volleyball tournament. All of these programs will be available on a subscription basis, and highlights of other fall finals in golf and tennis and UP cross country will be available free on demand. This is television of high school sports done right. Local schools, local kids producing games involving their classmates, and local schools and communities benefiting. It's a far cry from the prostitution that the Alphabet family of networks serves us up, claiming to be coverage of high school sports. You can get more information about the school broadcast program by visiting the MHSAA website, and you can get to all of this school-produced and tournament content at the local address you've been able to go to for years, MHSAA.tv. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
I'm a sheep, I admit it. Not in everything, but in driving, I generally follow the accepted behavior and speed of those traveling around me. Hi, this is Bruce from Bruce's Truck and Auto Accessories and Rhino Linings of Mattawan. Because everyone else is doing it seemed to be a good logical excuse as a kid, so I can just imagine the nice police officer saying, "So, Bruce, just because everyone else is driving 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, passing in the right lane over a cliff, does that mean you would too?" I would have to plead the fifth. Where I'm going with this is cruise controls are a great way to maintain the speed you choose and not follow the wrong crowd. We install the Rostra all-electronic, no-vacuum cruise control. They are very accurate and a great way to watch your speed. Call us at 668-4511 for an appointment or stop on in. We are a quarter mile north of I-94 at exit 66 in Mattawan. Bruce's Truck and Auto Accessories and Rhino Linings. Better quality, better service, better get to Bruce's.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question. Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country while you work or attend college. In return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You, my friend, have connections in the government.
Yes, you.
USA.gov, the official source for government information on thousands of topics. And like any good connection, there's no telling where it can take you. Why, one day you're getting student loan information. Next thing you know, you need job hunting tips. Today's road construction info could have you searching for telecommuting ideas tomorrow. The more you use USA.gov, the more uses you'll find for it. Passport applications, for example. They've been known to lead to a sudden interest in travel advisories. Our new mobile apps will even update you on the go. So whether you have information to get or ideas to give your government, check out USA.gov. Who knows? Lottery results today could lead to retirement planning tomorrow. USA.gov. With the right connections, there's no telling where you can go.
Fox Sports headlines right now on 1660 WQLR Kalamazoo. 1660 The Fan.
Ready, begin.
Portage Central leading Portage Northern. Carolyn Miner, Jim McKinney back with you for the Romans Gardens Halftime Show, where high quality, low prices, and great customer service are their specialty, located on Shaver Road in Portage. 21-7, the Mustangs leading, and if you were tuned in just before the half ended, it was 14-7 for a while, until about 9 seconds remaining on the halftime clock. Pete Skirmerhorn and the Huskies electing for one more offensive shot, and it was Jacob Allen playing defensive back, playing hero, and intercepting a pass from Riley Bell, marching it all the way into the end zone. And you saw it. As soon as he intercepted that football, he went from defense to his offensive mode, where he was breaking tackles, breaking ankles, really, just motoring through people. As soon as he broke through two or three tackles, was smooth sailing from there for Jacob Allen to give his team the 2-touchdown advantage here in the first half.
And, you know, that's a backbreaker, Carolyn. It really is, because the pass was on target. He just underthrew it a little, Bell did. And Jacob Allen was playing center field, as they call it back there. And most of the time, you really complain about a prevent defense, because all the thing it does is it prevents you from winning. Because how many times have you seen the Lions go into it, and then all of a sudden they get blown?
No, don't be comparing the Lions to Portage Central.
No. I was just saying, that's what happens when they do it. Portage Central put their hands, guys, in, and Jacob Allen. And the thing about Jacob Allen is, as soon as he intercepted that ball, you're right, he's shifting into offensive mode. He heard the siren go off. He could have just as soon run out of bounds and went, no. He knows how much this rivalry means, and this one touchdown is huge for Portage Central. If you're in the Portage Northern locker room, you're Coach Skirmerhorn, you got two things to do. You got to not only get your kids ready for the second half, but you've got to try to get them to forget what just happened out on the field to them. On the other side, Coach Mick Anderson's got two things, too. His may be just as difficult as Coach Skirmerhorn's, and that is, he's got to calm his players down, because they know now they got a 2-touchdown lead against their rivals, and he has to convince them that it's a matter they're still dangerous.
We saw Portage Central a couple of weeks ago now against Mattawan, and that was a rematch of a postseason matchup from last year. And a similar situation, I don't quite remember what the halftime score was, but Portage Central was kind of starting to find their own offensively. They were getting into rhythm, and Mattawan was having all kinds of trouble. And it was kind of the same game plan you've got going here, where your foot is on the gas, and it's on the gas until there's triple zeros in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and then Jacob Allen, that touchdown is just huge. Now, we were talking, this is, you know, this season we've had 2 touchdowns scored at the end of the first half with no time left on the clock. Now, the first one was a little more interesting. It was a penalty flag thrown at the bottom of the pile of players that we didn't see at the Kalamazoo Central Lane Norix game, where Norix dead zeros on the board, both teams, and they ended up scoring and going in at halftime ahead. This was a little bit different. Northern was willing to go in at halftime either tied, which is what they were trying to do, or figured they were just going to be a touchdown down. They're not. It's 21-7 now. And the other thing is, Carolyn, is at the beginning of the second half, Portage Central is going to get the ball. Yeah. Now, how big would it be if Ryan Mergener comes out here and leads the team down the field and score another touchdown and go up three?
Right. And a similar situation actually happened to Portage Central last week. They played in Stevensville, and Mick Ender's electing to try and just pump his team up a little bit before the half, that kind of a thing. There was a fumble in the end zone, and Stevensville recovered for a touchdown in that football game, while Portage Central didn't pay for it because they won the football game 38-28. But, and again, we're not here to question any calls, anything like that. I think Pete Schermerhorn was just trying to do that similar thing, just go for the momentum play, even if, you know, he's playing worst-case scenario, and I guess the worst-case scenario certainly happened, but best-case scenario, maybe you catch a long shot, maybe you don't score, but that type of a play might pump your team up heading into the locker room. Instead, the complete opposite happens. You get a pick, and not only a pick, but a pick six.
Yeah, and the last guy in the world you want to get that ball is Jason Allen, because once he gets the ball, he can motor. And, you know, there was no penalties. Portage Central did a great job of going from defense to offense and not, you know, committing a holding penalty or hands behind, you know, in the back or anything like that. And because we were looking for the flags, and there weren't any. So you know, you're right. This game is reminiscent as far as some of the play goes with the Manawan game, where they come out for the second half and they start to show the dominance. If they do that in the second half here, Carolyn, it's going to be a very tough road to hoe for the Portage Northern Huskies.
Portage Northern returns eight starters on defense that allowed an average of 11.5 points per game in 2012. They're missing two important keys on offense, and I think you're starting to see that as this game has evolved, especially against the senior-laden defensive line, the poised cornerbacks, linebackers, and defensive backs of the Portage Central boasts. But John Pincus and Sergio Jackson, I didn't bring their names up in the pregame, but I'm going to bring them up now because last year in the regular season matchup, John Pincus ran for 184 yards. He ran for 184 yards, three touchdowns, 5-for-7 passing for 126 yards in 2012. That was the regular season matchup that Portage Northern took 42-13. Portage Central kind of giving them back a little bit of their own medicine here in the first half with the 21-7 lead at the halftime.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's imperative. You know, I mean, you hate to say it right at the beginning of the half, but it's going to be imperative that Portage Central gets stopped by the Northern defense. They really can't give them much of anything. And in fact, they probably want to be able to stop them cold so they can get a field position, because Northern's kicker can boom the ball, and chances are they're going to get either a touchback or it's hopefully going to be, you know, they can get them back deep. But Northern really needs to come out with some sense of purpose and think, okay, you know, 14 points is a double-digit total, but it's not. This is Portage. You know, we can overcome this. We can take over this game, but we have to do it quickly. We have to do it at the beginning of the third quarter.
Throw the records out in a rivalry game. You can even throw the first half out, and I think that's what Pete Skirmhorn's message was at the halftime. Yeah, we got kicked in the mouth on that last halftime play, but it's 21-7. Yeah, we're trailing by two touchdowns, but this is the Battle of Portage, and again, even if you are down, you're not going to let your foot off the gas for the final 24 minutes. And, we even saw that last year with the first matchup between these two teams going in a big way to Portage Northern, 42-13. That was the regular season final score. In the playoffs, Portage Central won that, as you remember, 21-17. And I think if you ask either one of these head football coaches and anyone on either sideline, they'd rather have that playoff matchup in the bag.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really believe that both teams are probably headed to the playoffs. I think that after this game, the next big test for Portage Central is going to be Say Joseph. because the Trojans are really beating up on people this year. They did a number on Stephensville Lakeshore. We didn't, or almost, and we didn't expect that.
Yeah,
they beat Portage Northern last week,
or a couple of weeks,
ago, when Mattawan was losing to Portage Central, and we were covering that game. The SMAC, it's named aptly because that's exactly what they do to each other. And the West is just amazing because you have Portage Northern, Portage Central, you have St. Joe, you have Stephensville Lakeshore, you have Mattawan. I mean, there are some powerhouse teams there, all of whom could make the playoffs if they weren't beaten up much. So, that we're looking at, the second half beginning in about 3 minutes or so. And the simple fact of the matter is Portage Northern has to come out, show their poise, stop the Mustangs, and then get one back, and then get another one back. And then they're capable of doing it. They have the defense and the offense. They just have to have the confidence going in.
This is the Romance Gardens halftime show, and at the half, Portage Central leads Portage Northern 21-7 from the Camley Field. Some other halftime scores to report to you. Kalamazoo Central up big on Benton Harbor, 21-0 in Coldwater, 19. Sturgis 7. But here at McCamley Field, it's 21-7 in favor of the Portage Central Mustangs. We'll be back with more halftime coverage after this timeout. This is High School Football on 1660 The Fan.
Do any of you remember the days when you barely had time to make a ham sandwich during a commercial break? Nowadays, you have time to butcher the hog and cure the ham and never miss a moment of your favorite show. Hi, this is Bruce from Bruce's Truck and Auto and Rhino Linings of Mattawan. And how about customer service? Do any of you remember what that was? Actually, I must admit that I don't mind the poor customer service trend that is so prevalent nowadays. It makes us who work on supplying great customer service look all that much better. At Bruce's Truck and Auto Accessories and Rhino Linings, we thrive on customer service. Whether it's for a Rhino Lining spray and bed liner, hitches, running boards, or cruise controls, if you want to be treated like you're number one and not like you're an interruption, come on in for a visit. Call us at 668-4511 or come on in. We are a quarter mile north of I-94 at the Mattawan exit. Bruce's Truck and Auto and Rhino Linings. Better quality, better service, better get to Bruce's.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question. Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.